There is beauty in truth, even if it is painful. Those who lie twist life so that it looks tasty to the lazy, brilliant to the ignorant, and powerful to the weak. But lies only strengthen our defects. They don't teach us anything, help anything, fix anything, or cure anything. Nor do they develop one's character, one's mind, one's heart, or one's soul. And this week's opening quote comes from Jose Harris. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Lies really do destroy the world that we live in, folks. They really do destroy the reality that we live in. And unfortunately, this entire society that we have, this entire social system that has been constructed around us, our education system, the history we're given, our political system, I mean, everything we're given by this system, it's all a lie. The whole thing has been one big pack of lies right from the ground up. And that, unfortunately, is the reality that we live in the modern world. And the veil is beginning to fall down from this web of lies now, and people are beginning to see what the world is that they live in. But it's been a very, very painful awakening for a lot of people. It's been a slow awakening. I mean, a lot of people are simply rubbing the sleep from their eyes now. They're not anywhere near awake. They're just realizing that something is terribly wrong. But ultimately, folks, what is wrong is that we've been fed a lie from the ground up about virtually every single aspect of this world, about who we are, what we are, where we come from, what we're capable of, and what we should be. It's all been one giant deception. A species that is controlled by what, for all intents and purposes, is pure magic. Simply people's belief that the system that they're living in is real and that the world is the way it is because that's just the way it is. But as I said, many people are rubbing the sleep from their eyes now, but though they can see that there's a problem, they still don't really know what that problem is. And people just can't seem to see the way out of the mess. They can't seem to see how they are constrained. You know, we're always looking for an external reason to justify the situation we find ourselves in. And sure, there's a lot of external reasons. There's a lot of legislation. There's a lot of corrupt people in high places who are doing nefarious things, for sure. There's a lot of order followers that are doing nefarious things and brutalizing the public. But ultimately, it's all resulted from our failure to address the situation, our failure to stay true to our morals and to always do what is right in what we do. That really has been what has allowed the world to deteriorate to the point that it's in. It's been our tolerance of evil, our allowance of people to simply do the wrong thing. You know, tolerance of evil from our politicians, our tolerance of evil from the system itself. You know, when governments roll out legislation which depresses or suppresses the people, everyone complains about it, but they don't do anything. They always comply with the legislation. They always do what they're told. They may whinge about it, but they'll do what they're told anyway. And it's just this tolerance. It's our allowance of all of these crimes to be perpetrated against us, which has brought us to the point that we're in. And when people look for an external solution, they're looking to vote someone in or vote someone out or change the political system. They don't realize that they have to change what's inside them. They've got to change their moral compass. And I know I've harped on about this so much lately, but it's true. I mean, if people do not change their moral compass and step into the true power of themselves and start doing what is right in all that they do, then nothing's going to change. Doesn't matter what we attempt to change externally. If we're still tolerant of this evil and we're still tolerant of this corruption, then it's not going to change. And look, you know, the world's run by a group of elite pedophiles who are basically running everything and controlling this whole place and farming this species anyway. So who are you going to vote for? What's the point of voting anybody in or anybody out if you're not going to deal with the reality that you live in? You know, no one's going to come along and fix it if you're not prepared to deal with it yourself. I mean, voting for these people and even participating in this system at all is your tactic consent of this group of pedophiles that are farming this species. It's as simple as that. So, you know, you can complain about it all you want, but if you're supporting the system, then you're part of the problem. All you're doing is offering lip service. You're not really doing anything. Now, people have got to really look at the situation we're in, and they've got to realize that it's all been one big lie, and the only way to address it is to deal with it ourselves. And the best way to deal with it is to stop complying with the system, simply step away from it. You know, this system only is held up by the energy that we give it, folks. But we don't ever look at that, and we're always giving it more energy in an attempt to change it. But it's not going to work that way. You've got to pull energy from it, folks. Take the food from the beast, and the beast will wither and die. You know, there's a saying, where attention goes, energy flows. This, of course, has been co-opted by the New Age movement, which has used this to blind people. They've actually suggested that if you acknowledge bad stuff, then you're creating it by your acknowledging, and that's how they've twisted that phrase, which, of course, is completely the opposite of what happens. You create the bad stuff by refusing to acknowledge it. But if you look at that statement where attention goes, energy flows, the attention you give to the system is what gives the system the energy it needs to enslave you. You know, if you're attempting to find a better world, you're not going to get it from within the system. And believe me, folks, I've tried it. I've tried to use elements within the system to awaken people to the fact that it's all fiction. I've tried to get people to stand up and use the legal system against the politicians, to use the legal system against itself, to acknowledge the fact that if law is going to exist at all, if man-made law is going to exist at all, then it needs to apply to all. And if it doesn't apply to all, then there is no law. And I've tried. It doesn't work, folks. People won't get involved. They're not even prepared to use the legal system that enslaves them against those who are attempting to enslave them. It's ridiculous. I mean, even though they believe it's real and they believe it applies to them, they're still not prepared to use it against the rulers. They just don't think they have the ability to do so. It's a very strange thing. But really, folks, it's got to the point where people just have to stop feeding it. They have to stop giving their attention to this system and start giving their attention to themselves and to the people around them. Start living cooperatively with people rather than competitively with people, and quit any job which is supporting the system. I was speaking to someone the other day, and they said there are 12 million jobs in production in the United States and 24 million in government. And that's absurd, folks. You need to have 24 million people quit their jobs. And folks, look, it's all built on lies anyway. The entire government system is built on lies. And if you want to look at some of those lies, something actually very interesting you can go and look at. If you go to my website, you'll find a link on the homepage entitled, Where is Eric Braverman? And this is research that's been done by a man called George Webb, and it's actually quite amazing. He's gone through the Clinton emails, and he's uncovered the enormous amount of backroom deals and shady goings-on. It would appear that much of ISIS really is, in fact, a Clinton Foundation private army. And what the Clinton Foundation is really all about is shady backroom arms and oil deals. I mean, one look at this guy's research and the dots that he's connected, and it becomes pretty apparent why Hillary Clinton would have deleted so many emails. And honestly, the amount of blood on Hillary Clinton's hands is phenomenal, folks. The mere idea that this career criminal, mass murdering psychopath could be considered for the presidential office is unbelievable. Had she made the presidential office, we would have seen so much war erupt on this planet, because all of the Clinton Foundation's money is built on war and on the blood and death of untold thousands upon thousands of innocent people. I mean, after the pathetic excuses that they used to execute Saddam Hussein, to have Gaddafi murdered publicly on television, compare either of these people to the career of Hillary Clinton, and they both look like saints. This woman seriously needs to be stopped. She needs to be arrested. She needs to be taken to The Hague, as would, I suggest, just about everybody who has been involved in the Clinton Foundation, well, all of the major players anyway. But of course, all the mainstream media focuses on is the fact that hacking into Hillary's email account was espionage and a threat to national security. It's absolutely ridiculous, folks. Look at it this way. The government can access all of your emails and all of the emails of the public. Bear in mind that the government, it's actually people within government, and they're just people that you employ. They can access all of your emails under the pretext of doing it for national security reasons, But the public can't access their emails. And if they do access their emails and expose a crime, it's called espionage and a threat to national security. So how does this work, folks? What is this double standard all about? Because ultimately they're just people that are sitting in offices that are using the mechanism of government to cover up their crimes. And anybody who exposes one of their crimes, it's charged with a crime by these criminals. What is going on here? You know, when are the people of the world going to stand up and call this out for what it is? Because it's absolutely ridiculous. And Hillary Clinton's emails and the emails of John Podesta and the whole Pizzagate thing and everything that has been exposed about what's going on with ISIS and how it all ties into Haiti and all of these things that the Clinton Foundation has been up to, this stuff shows very clearly why the public needs access to politicians' emails and why the politicians have to be a little bit more transparent in their actions, because we need to know what these people are doing, folks. Because as I said, this woman has the blood of tens of thousands of people on her hands, possibly millions. I mean, when you look at what's happened in Libya, you look at what's happened in Syria, all of this is the result of the actions of Hillary Clinton. I mean, sure, you've got the Greater Israel Project going on, which is balkanizing the Middle East, but then you've got opportunists like Hillary Clinton that see how this balkanization can work for them and how they can scoop up all of this money and create all of these oil pipelines through this conflict as well. Because that's something that you've got to understand, folks, is that there are being oil pipelines constructed right through the regions where ISIS is apparently fighting. That's what a lot of this is about. It's about funneling wealth and laundering money. Well, that's what Hillary Clinton's side of it is anyway. She's using the cover of this balkanization and the cover of Israel's war of terror to launder a lot of assets and launder a lot of money and set up a lot of oil and arms deals. And the people need to know about this, and this sort of a situation needs to be addressed so that it can't happen again. You know, the whole concept that looking into politicians' emails is somehow a threat to national security, and that is the problem, the hack, the Russian hack, which was not a Russian hack. It wasn't a Russian hack at all. The whole concept that they're trying to pin this on Russia and call all of this fake news is ludicrous to the extreme. But in a way, it's good because it's exposing the mainstream media as being as corrupt as they are and for simply not telling the truth. It exposes CNN as virtually being the Clinton news network anyway. But let's face it, folks, we never get any truth from these people at all. All you've got to do is go out and have a look around the world and then come back and have a look at what they're telling you on the television. It's always something completely different. And I tell you, folks, having looked at the Clinton emails and having looked at the research into the Clinton emails, I'd say that looking at the Clinton emails and hacking Hillary Clinton's emails is not a threat to national security at all, but what is a threat to national security is Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. In fact, they are not just a threat to US national security, they are a threat to global security. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is essentially a organized crime syndicate which is responsible for untold destruction around the world, untold loss of life, untold human trafficking. And every investigation into this and every attempt to bring this to the public eye is met with obstruction by the FBI, even saying that they're not going to release the findings of Hillary Clinton's emails for another 5 years. This is completely unacceptable. This is obstruction. Every day that this information is not released to the public is another day that children are trafficked and women are trafficked and wars are waged and countries are raped of their resources. Every day is a day this corruption continues. And in another 5 years, the world will be in such a state of disrepair when it could be stopped now. What needs to happen is Hillary Clinton needs to be arrested immediately, as do all of her associates. All need to have their assets frozen. Everybody who can be found connected to her and connected to this syndicate via these emails needs to have their assets frozen and to be arrested for questioning immediately. That's what needs to happen if law is to mean anything in the United States, and also if international law is to mean anything at all, then this is what needs to happen. Because the entire situation in the Middle East can be laid squarely in the hands of these people. And sure, look, in saying that, there is the Greater Israel Project, there is all sorts of other stuff going on, but the way it's been run, the absolute obliteration of Libya, and the destruction of Syria, the complete destruction of Syria, and the fact that there's a pipeline being built from Qatar to Greece that is going right through this war zone. There's been four or five reporters that have reported on this pipeline. All of them have wound up dead. But you've got to ask yourself the question, how are they building a pipeline through a war zone? How is this even possible if it is actually a war zone? The fact is that it's basically just taking over a country and stealing its resources. It's not really what they're telling us at all. And of course, there's so much focus on Syria at the moment that nobody is hearing anything about what's going on in Yemen. And the situation in Yemen is in fact far worse than what is happening in Syria. In Yemen, there's around about 18 million people that have been displaced. The atrocities are just ongoing. The Saudis are continuing to bomb them, just bombing infrastructure, hospitals. There's no aid getting into these people, and the media is just not reporting on it at all. All we're hearing about is the situation in Syria, which is dreadful. It's a terrible situation, but it's not what we're being told. The situation in Syria is about building a pipeline, ultimately. And Yemen has been going on just down the road, and it's far more horrendous than what's going on in Syria. But of course, nobody hears about it because the media just feeds the people lies and propaganda. It feeds them what the government wants them to know, and that's all. I mean, the media's really gotten beyond a joke, folks. I don't know how anybody could watch the television and think that these people are saying anything truthful. I mean, it's amazing, actually, when you watch the anchor people on television, it's actually like they're speaking to school children. It's like they're speaking to six-year-olds, the way they talk. And it amazes me that that's how dumbed down the population has become, that they would even allow someone to speak to them in this way. I mean, it's like they're being delivered information from a grade school mentality, and they're just accepting it. But that's just the way it is, folks. People just accept what the media tells them without question, and the media simply does not tell them the truth. Another thing that the media doesn't tell them about, another thing that we don't hear very much about, of course, is the situation in Palestine, which is getting worse and worse by the day. At least we have seen a little bit of hope in the latest UN resolution condemning the settlement program in Palestine, the illegal settlement program. The little glimmer of hope we've seen is that the United States actually abstained from voting in that decision, which is some sort of a step forward, because the usual situation would be for the United States to simply veto the decision. But the fact the United States chose to abstain from voting shows that even the United States is getting embarrassed by the actions of the State of Israel. It would be good, though, if the government of the United States actually showed a little backbone and voted against the settlement program. But of course, in the face of this, we've seen Israel respond in its normal bratish fashion by announcing that it will be constructing 5,600 new settlements in occupied territory. So Israel just does what it wants to do. It's like you're telling us we can't break things. Well, okay, we're going to break more because we can. And of course, the media doesn't tell you this either. You know, the entire global situation, folks, the whole situation that mankind is in at the moment, the media are so complicit in allowing this to happen. They are so complicit in promoting this situation, in allowing this slavery system to be built, and in allowing the criminals who run this world to continue doing what they're doing. You know, their sheer lack of coverage on the Pizzagate issue, their sheer lack of coverage on the content of Hillary Clinton's emails and the criminal organization that is used to overthrow countries, which is what the Clinton Foundation really is. The fact that they've been silent on this shows just how complicit and how bought and paid for they truly are. And also, folks, when you look at the ties that are revealed by the Clinton emails, you look at the enormous amount of money that is made through war. You look at the enormous amount of human trafficking, you look at all of the businesses that go along with war, and you look at the hands that are involved in these businesses, Clinton's ties to these businesses, and the ties of Clinton associates to these businesses, and you can see just why these people support Israel so much, because the balkanization of the Middle East and the creation of Greater Israel ensures a huge amount of profit can be made for these people if they play their cards right and they join the right team. I mean, forget the human cost. It's not about that. The human cost is good for them because this is another harvest for them. It's not about helping people or bringing democracy anywhere. It's about running a business and doing what is good for the bottom line. As I said, there's opportunity in all of these situations, folks. It just depends on how dirty you wish to get your hands. And Hillary Clinton's hands are so dirty, so incredibly dirty. I mean, even with the balkanization of the Middle East and the Greater Israel Project going through the way it is, even with the actions of the rogue state of Israel being carried out, it could have been done in a lot better way. It could have been done in a way that would not have brought so much human suffering into the play. But not if the Clintons are involved. The Clintons thrive on human suffering, and this can be seen simply by the companies and the connections that this woman has set up and the sheer amount of profit, the enormous amount of profit that this foundation makes from war and from the suffering of people. The amount of money that is being made all around the world from human trafficking as well, folks, this is something that people seriously need to think about. Just understanding that there are 8 million children trafficked around this world every year, 8 million children that disappear in this world every year, and that a lot of this happens under the fog of war. Well, you know, you begin to get a little bit of a picture of what's going on here, folks. But when you look at all this, you begin to see so clearly why so many people support the state of Israel, because what Israel is doing is balkanizing the Middle East. And anybody who can get in there and support that stands to make an awful lot of money. And that's what they're doing on the side. I mean, there's a bigger picture to it all. But when you've got these greedy psychopaths that are sitting there looking at all this, they can see how they can make money along the way. I mean, the controlling interests at the top, they don't care about the money. They print the money. It's not about the money. But for all the ruling patsies and all the puppets and all the psychopaths that are running the system, the ones that we can see, like the Clintons and the Bushes and Netanyahu and all these lower-level puppets, these are the ones that are attracted by the financial gain and attracted by the power that they get on a small scale from what they do. And that's what makes supporting Israel so very attractive to these psychopaths. Because if you support Israel, you've got access to the banking system. You know that nobody's going to touch you because that's who controls the media. And you get to make enormous profits both from weapon sales, war, and from human suffering. And most of these people, I would say, tend to indulge in that themselves. I'd say most of these people are pedophiles and rapists themselves. In fact, I think that stands as a given. In fact, I think you need to be a pedophile or a pedicidist in order to even become part of this so-called elite club. But of course, when you really get down to it, folks, if you really want to know how to heal the situation, you've just got to look in the mirror. Because what allows all of this to happen and to continue is our tolerance of this type of evil running the world. You know, the wars that are constantly waged everywhere, and we hear about the collateral damage and how civilians are killed. A lot of people in the West have got no idea what it's like to live in a war zone. Imagine living there in your suburb, in your town, wherever you happen to be in Australia or England or Sussex or, you know, some suburb in Pittsburgh or some suburb in New York. Imagine what it would be like to have planes flying over raining bombs down on your house. Imagine what it would be like to be sitting there watching television one day, watching the UN and a bunch of governments get together and say, yes, well, we've approved bombing in this area because we think it's necessary. And you're sitting there, you live in that area, your family lives in that area, your schools are in that area, your children play in that area. You know that there's no military in that area, but you've just seen a whole bunch of foreign governments get together and approve bombing your house and bombing your neighborhood because it's good for business. You know, that's what happens, folks. You know, people look at this and they say, oh, there's this terrible Muslim threat. Look what we're doing to Muslim countries. Look what we've done to the Middle East. Look at the amount of suffering we have brought to the world through our Western policies by bringing democracy to the world. What is this democracy? This isn't democracy. This is human suffering. This is getting a whole bunch of people and programming them to think in your way of thinking and getting them to support you in your actions. That is democracy. You get a whole bunch of people, you pack them into a compressed area of civilization so they can't think clearly. You control the information that they get, and then you get them to vote on a certain issue, and you say, oh, look, it's the decision of the majority. It doesn't matter if it's a decision of the majority. If the majority is completely and utterly misinformed, that decision is invalid. You know, if people would step into their moral compass, we could change this situation in a day. We really could. We could change things so quickly. If people would simply do the right thing in all that they do and stop supporting this system, stop supporting any government that is waging war Why are people supporting the Australian government when the Australian government is providing air support for our Nusra Front and Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria? What is this about? That is what your tax dollars are being used for, folks. Well, really, we could look at that and say they're being used to pay off the loan to the bank, but people think their tax dollars go to serve the government. Well, okay, what the government is doing with that is it is bombing the Syrian army while they are trying to fight a private terrorist army which has overrun their country. Your government is providing air support for terrorists. That's what Malcolm Turnbull is doing. How can anybody support this system? How can anybody support these people and think that there's going to be any remedy that can be found in government? The only remedy that we're ever going to see is the remedy that's found in the human heart, but we have to stand up and call it. We have to stand up and call things out for what they are and stop tolerating this type of corruption, stop tolerating this type of evil. And when we see the enormous corruption that's been unveiled by the release of the Clinton emails and these puppets in government and these corrupt mouthpieces in the media dare to tell us that even possessing these emails is illegal and that the actual hack is the big problem, these people are so stupid and so controlled and so irresponsible in their obstruction of this issue and in their approach to this and in their attitude to this. And if the people of the world can't see it, then there is no hope for this species. You know, people have got to stand up and call this what it is. These emails reveal just how corrupt this system is. They reveal just how politics is really run behind the scenes. And that's what people need to pay attention to. You know, you're voting people into office and they're claiming they're going to do all these things. Look what they're doing in the back room. Have a look at these emails and look at the companies they set up. Look at how they thrive on war and ask yourself why there's no peace. Ask yourself why there's a terrorist threat. Ask yourself why a police state is being built and ask yourself how these people are working to serve you in any way, shape or form. They're not. These are a criminal kakistocracy that has maneuvered themselves into a position of power. And it's time we called it, because if we don't, we're simply not going to have a future. So wake up, people. It's time to stand up. It's time to set things right. We can do it peacefully if we just step into the power of who and what we are. That's really all we need to do to fix this situation. The question is, when are you going to choose to do it? When is everybody going to choose to do it? But I think we've reached break time here, folks. So I'll leave it there for now and we're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so a little emotional today, folks. A bit frustrated at the global situation. A little bit frustrated at people buying into all the fake news that they get from CNN and Fox and Reuters and the Associated Press and all of these controlled government mouthpieces. Very frustrated in the fact that the media is so corrupt and there doesn't appear to be one honest person within the mainstream media, one voice that will speak out against the crimes of Pig Clinton. And sorry to any insult to pigs that I may have made by naming her that, but she is a pig because she's just a warmongering turd that needs to be flushed, really. I mean, that is what Hillary Clinton is. She's like some piece of living excrement dropped by a giant rodent of some kind. And honestly, folks, the fact that this piggish piece of rodent turd has any supporters at all does stand as an incredibly good indication as to the level of programming that exists in the United States. I mean, how anybody could view this person as a viable candidate for president is absolutely incredible. And it also stands as a very good indication of just how corrupt the legal system is in the United States as well, because this woman should be arrested, as should every one of her associates. This should have happened the moment her emails were released. As soon as there was any scrutiny into her emails at all, she should have been arrested. She should not have been allowed to run for president. Petraeus should be arrested. So many people that she is involved with, I mean, the head of NATO should be arrested. There are so many people involved in illegal activity and in manufacturing war in this world. And if these people were taken out of power, we would see a huge shift in the direction this world is going. You know, everything has been contrived, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that's been presented to the people of the West has been a lie. All of the reasons that have been given to us for the wars that we wage have been a lie. None of this has been about bringing freedom or democracy to the world. All of it has been about profiteering and human tragedy. It's been about reshaping the world, redrawing the maps into what the corporation that controls things really wants it to be, irrespective of whether that is good for the people or not, because the people are simply viewed as chattels by the corporate cacistocracy. They don't care about you, folks. You're just something they can use to move the energy around. Now, people need to understand that the situation the world is in at the moment is a direct result of the actions of politicians. These people manufacture war because they thrive on war. They set up companies, they set up channels where they can harvest resources and harvest people, and they lie to you at every single opportunity, and their lies are promoted and presented to you very nicely packaged by a mainstream media which is utterly corrupt, which does not bring the people the truth. But what are we going to do about it? Of course, the police are so corrupt that they won't go and arrest these individuals. So what needs to happen is the people of the world simply need to put their tools down and stop complying with the system. Stop going along with it, folks. Stop doing what these people want you to do and turn and face your government and call them out for what they are. They're a bunch of criminals, folks. The world is run by psychopaths. But of course, the psychopaths don't actually do their dirty work themselves. They have their henchmen do it for them. And that's the big problem, folks, is the order followers who are so prepared to do what their controllers tell them to do. And that's why if you're someone out there who is living with an order follower or your spouse is an order follower, you need to start withdrawing support from your spouse. You need to start putting pressure on them to get another job. To not do something where they're oppressing people, to not do something where they're following orders, to show a little backbone and lead their own lives in whatever direction they want to go. And if you're someone out there who has a family member who is thinking of joining the police or the military, stop them from joining these corrupt organizations. Stop them definitely from joining the military. And the police, folks, the police is just such a corrupt institution. It's used to terrorize and brutalize the public into compliance with a corporate system which does not have their best interests at heart. The police have been dumbed down to an extraordinary level by lowering the IQ induction rate on the police force, and we basically have a big boys club of thugs which goes out and brutalizes and terrorizes the public. You must not join or support any of these organizations. And if you're working in government, start looking for another job. Get another job that does not involve government, does not involve supporting this system. If you're working designing things for government, if you're working on government-funded university projects, if you're designing weapons systems or computer systems for government, stop. Just get another job. Do not do anything to support these people because they are corrupt. And every single piece of technology and every single piece of work that you do for them, they turn around and they use it against the people. They don't do anything for the security of the nation. They do it for the security of themselves. And that's what people need to understand. And they also need to understand that all of these governments work in collusion. There are no countries that are really at war with each other. It's just governments working in collusion to create this depopulation agenda whereby they can enslave their population and lock them down into a police state. And all governments collude to do this, folks. I mean, sure, there are wars happening, such as what's going on in Syria, but this isn't two countries at war. This is a privately funded terrorist force which has been sent in there to undermine the country under the guise of civil war in the hope of escalating it into a full-scale war. But even when you look at situations such as World War I and World War II, I mean, sure, there was factions in there that were doing bad things, but Germany never wanted to go to war in any of those countries. And if England and Germany were really that dead set on wiping each other out, why was it that the German headquarters was never bombed, and why was it that Buckingham Palace was never bombed? So the people of the world need to really wake up and see how they're being played, and they've got to realize that all of the energy that the system gets comes from the people. And if we withdraw that energy from it and we stop feeding the beast, then the beast will wither and die. That's the way it works. We have to withdraw support from this system. We have to withdraw our energy from it. And we have to start questioning authority. You know, people need to start questioning anything which causes them to step outside their moral compass. Any order they're given by anybody which serves to oppress somebody else or is morally reprehensible, this order must not only be disobeyed, but the person who gave the order needs to be addressed and questioned and asked why they are choosing to oppress the people the way they are, why they think they have the right to do such a thing. I mean, basically, they need to be taken for trial, folks. People who enact legislation which causes war or oppresses other people need to be removed from office. They need to be taken. They need to be put somewhere else because we don't want these warmongering psychopaths running this world the way they have. We don't want all of the people involved in the Clinton Foundation, all of the people involved in supporting Israel. We don't want these people running things, folks, because they're criminals and they've created the situation that we're now in. You know, and all of the things that are done to appease the people, voting a new face on the coin, reprimanding someone, even the UN Peace Council resolution against settlements in Jerusalem. You know, the fact that the United States abstained from voting, even this, it's kind of theatre. It gives the people a little hope, a little carrot, dangles a little seed of possibility in front of them, but doesn't really get anywhere. You know, the situation in Palestine and what's going on in Jerusalem needs to be stopped right now. You know, Israel needs to be reprimanded. It needs to have all support withdrawn from it. And the people of Palestine need to be free. The siege of Gaza needs to end right now. But the problem is that we get little bits of appeasement. We get little crumbs here and there where we think we see hope on the horizon. You know, when really what should happen is the situation should just stop right now. You know, they say it's going to take weeks, it's going to take months, it's going to take all this time to reorganize things. We'd like to organize a ceasefire. It'll just take 2 weeks to organize. No, it won't. Just stop firing your weapons now. Put them down and go home. That's all you need to do. It doesn't take weeks to organize this. It doesn't take 5 years to look through Hillary Clinton's emails. We've looked through them in 65 days and they've exposed this entire criminal cabal and this entire criminal network she's running. So why does the FBI need 5 years? This is obstruction and it allows all of this corruption to continue. The same as the decisions that the UN makes regarding Israel and Palestine is obstruction. It just allows the situation to continue when it needs to stop today, and it could stop today if people simply showed a little backbone and walked their talk and did something rather than spoke something. You know, we need action rather than words, folks. And that's the problem, folks, is that all the politicians ever do, all they ever offer to the public, really, is lip service. They just tell us this and they tell us that. They tell us they're investigating things and they're looking into it and that a decision has been made and they feel it's the right decision. And we just all go, oh, okay, and we go home. We may whine about it a little bit, but we'll just say, okay, and we'll go home and we'll go along with it. And we've got to stop doing that, folks. We shouldn't be just accepting this. You know, we should be saying, no, that's not the decision we asked for. We want the problem rectified, you know, but we've got to understand it's the politicians that are creating the problem. We're not going to get any remedy from them, folks. So what you have to do out there in your community, I mean, sure, speak to people, be a shining light in your community, but withdraw all support from the system and talk to those people around you who are working within the system and help them find another job, help them find something else to do, help them realize that they must not support their own slavery the way they are. Because that is the problem, folks. We police ourselves and we enslave ourselves. We are the muscle that the system uses to oppress us. It's we who do it to ourselves. And if we can simply adjust our moral compass, then things will change. And you know, look, even though the police are brutal and even though it's very hard to deprogram the ranks of the police, if enough of the population simply down tools and stops complying with the system, you're going to find the police and many of the politicians are going to break ranks. I mean, if an entire town decides they're going to go on strike one day and simply not comply with the system, you're not going to have police officers going there and brutalizing and oppressing their parents and their brothers and sisters. They're going to realize once enough people do it, they're going to realize that it's the people that are important and that all they are doing is being muscle for a group of elitist pedophiles who sit at the top, who are pulling the strings and are milking the people of virtually every aspect of their life energy. They're milking you of your wealth. They're milking you of your time. They're milking you of your emotional state, of your ability to be able to function properly, your ability to be able to express yourself. They're milking you of everything, folks. That's what this government does. It's people farming. And not only are they milking you energetically by controlling every aspect of your life and making you walk between the lines everywhere, they're also harvesting people, harvesting children, human trafficking, and this is going on such a vast scale that people simply cannot imagine it to be true, but it is true. It's going on everywhere, folks, and we're supporting it by our support for this system. It's really difficult for people to come to the realization of how they are being farmed and how they are being controlled and what is really going on this earth. It's really a very uncomfortable realization for people to come to, and it's very difficult for people to accept the truth. But if you can step back and look at things, really there is no other logical conclusion to the current human condition. And you begin to see that this is what's happening, and you begin to see that there's been so many mechanisms put there to distract us and to keep us looking in the wrong direction and keep us from ever establishing freedom. There's so many rabbit holes for us to go down. There's so many distractions. There's so many sides for us to pick, so many arguments to get involved in, so many people to point the finger at. And in all of this, what it does is it prevents us from ever simply stepping back, looking at things as they are, and simply withdrawing support from it, because that is what would make all of the difference. You know, one of the most clever things they've done, ladies and gentlemen, is to divide us so effectively, to keep us squabbling about different opinions over different topics and different beliefs and different religions and different nationalities and different rabbit holes to go down, and always believing that we've got it right. And often the information we've got is simply a spell that we've read. It's somebody else's interpretation of somebody else's information that's written in a book. And suddenly we read it in a book and we believe it's true because it's written down. When really, you know, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own information. Not anybody has access to all the information. So not anybody really knows what's going on from every aspect. It's simply not possible. And it will never be possible until mankind is free. And this species needs to establish freedom if it wants to answer any of the mysteries or open up any of the rabbit holes that it's going down. Because all of these things exist because mankind is not free. And that is the crucial issue. And that is the root core of the problem. You know, and the reason we're not free is because we don't believe we can be free, because we do not believe in our own personal power. We've been trained to believe that this is not there, it doesn't exist, we must do what we're told, we must obey the dictates of the rulers, we must respect authority, we must do all the things that the education system has programmed into us rather than simply being who and what we are, and always obeying natural law, and always staying true to our moral compass. If we did that, we could change the world very, very quickly. And that's why we're never pointed in that direction, that's why we're always given all of these other things and all these other distractions to look at. All these rabbit holes to go down, all these forms of false remedy to pursue, like signing petitions and voting people in and voting people out and approaching government and thinking that we're going to find remedy from within the very system which has created the problem. We're given all of this stuff to distract ourselves rather than stepping back and looking at it from its most simplistic and natural form. You know, it's a choice between good and bad, folks. Everything that's happening on the world today is a simple choice between what is right and what is wrong. And it is our personal choice to do either one of these things, regardless of what anybody has written down on paper. You know, when we can see that and when we can apply that to our lives, the world will change. It's really that simple. It sounds like it's way too simple. It sounds like there must be a revolution. It sounds like there must be a battle. And sure, there may be people who will not like this change of attitude. There may be people in the police force who will attempt to continue to enforce the will of politicians upon the people. But if the people are steadfast in their moral compass, it will just be like waves breaking against a rock. It won't do anything, folks. Eventually, the system will crumble. The evil, the psychopaths that run the world will have nowhere to go in the face of a moral compass that is true. You just need enough people to be willing to do it. And the way you get that to happen is to lead by example in your community and break down the barriers of the people around you. You get to know these people because they're struggling. They're scared, they're frightened, they're hiding away, they're trying to project their egos onto you because that's the only defense they have against the world that they're subject to, so don't judge them too harshly. Just realize that everybody is frightened, everybody is scared, but ultimately everybody has potential and everybody is facing the same foe. Everybody is facing the same future. Everybody, whether they know it or not, is fighting the same battle. So be a little tolerant with people. Don't expect them to wake up too quickly. Just be a shining light for them and help them find the inner strength that they need, and you will make all the difference in the world. Now, something people have been asking me lately, I've had someone posting on my clips and asking what they should do about their children, how they can ensure their children remain a bright light while having to function within this system. Now, how they can be sending their children to the public education system and not have these children subject to the brutalization of that system and the programming of that system. And it's a very difficult question to answer, because it's very difficult to just homeschool your kids and keep them isolated from the system. Obviously, they're going to participate in it at some stage. And by isolating your children from the system, you face the danger of making the system more attractive to them. You know, you get children and you don't let them really know what's going on in the world, and you don't give them access to the things that the other kids have got access to. And then once they get to 13 or 14 and 15 and they're out on their own and they're out doing things on their own, suddenly they find all this stuff and they fall into it head first and tend to overindulge themselves and can go really bad in the wrong direction. Once they discover this other reality there, this bright light and glitz glamour reality, they can just fall headfirst into it and they can become trapped by it. So it's a very fine line that you have to walk with children. Now, but in sending your children to public school, if you're going to put them into the public education system, just instill a sense of free will into them. Instill a sense of free thought into them. Teach them that they must always question what is told to them. They must always question the information their teachers are giving to them. Even if the teacher gets annoyed about it, if the teacher gets too annoyed, they should come home and tell you about it, and perhaps you might be able to find them a better school or a better teacher, or be able to go to school and talk to the teacher. But let them know that your child is a free thinker and you want your child to be brought up as a free thinker and not be trained to think within any particular box or any particular parameters. You must always ensure that your children question what is told to them and continue to think freely and continue to think creatively. Also, tell your children that if your teachers ever attempt to discipline them in any way, they must tell you about it. And if their teachers ever attempt to vaccinate them or give them any medication, that they are not to take or accept anything without express permission from you. In fact, you would like to be there while the medication is being administered. I actually said to my son when he was 5 years old and he went to school, I said, you tell the teacher that if they ever attempt to put a needle in you or to give you a tablet without me being there, that you have been instructed to come home and tell me, and that your dad will come to school and he will punch them. And that's what my son actually said to one of the school doctors when they tried to give him an injection. He said, I'm not allowed to have that injection, and my dad says if you give it to me without him here, he will come to school and punch you. And the doctor did not give him the injection. I, of course, was called into the office the next day and I explained to them that my son will not be vaccinated. But just instill a sense of morals into your children. Instill a sense of their own authority into your children. You're not asking them to rebel and to be cantankerous or to be precocious. You're simply asking them to question anything which causes them to step outside their moral compass. And ask them to always bring copies of their tests and their questionnaires home for you to read, so that if there is programming, subliminal programming and NLP in the tests, you can point it out to them. You can explain to them how the questions have been arranged to make them think in a certain way, and perhaps show them how the programming works through their education system. And you can do this if you do get them to bring their tests home and bring their questionnaires home, and you participate a little bit in your child's education by looking at what they're being educated in and how that education is taking place. Now, there are so many things being exposed now, and the wheels really are falling off the system if we seize the opportunity that's been gifted to us in the release of these Clinton emails. And educating the children in how it's done and what this education system is certainly key to our future. It really is. And you'd be surprised. I know a lot of young kids. I know people that are 13, 14 years old that are quite aware. I'm actually quite surprised to see the type of awareness I'm seeing in some of the millennial kids these days. So all is not lost, folks. But you can help your child if your child is just going to school now by paying attention to their education and seeing what they're being educated in. But, you know, we're at a really important time at the moment because the wheels really are falling off the system, and the sleeping masses out there are going to be able to see it through these Clinton emails, and they know it's not fake news. Whether it's a Russian hack that they're being told it is or whatever, it doesn't matter about who hacked it or why they hacked it or whatever. What matters is the content of the emails, because what the content reveals is a huge criminal organization that is manufacturing war, and it's got the Clintons sitting right at the head of it. And this is incredibly important information, and it shows just how the inner workings of politics really goes. It shows just how all these seedy backroom deals are made, and it shows just why the world is in such a state of disrepair and war. You know, and the people of the West, I mean, they've been kept distracted with television and movies and all this glitz and glamour and bright light, and they think that they're under threat from everybody else because of their freedoms. Oh my God, we're so free here in the West. We're so free in the United States. We've got all these movies and we can go out and party and get drunk and get laid and do all this stuff, and everybody else in the world is jealous of us because we can do this. It's not like that at all, folks. You can do that in every country you go to. No one's jealous of the West. What the West has done is it has put this mindset into its population, and then it has put the concept into these people that everybody else hates them and everybody else thinks that they have too much freedom, and so everybody else wants to kill them, but it's simply not true. And under the guise of so-called self-defense, the West has been the most aggressive terrorist force the world has ever seen, and we have gone out and we have decimated so many countries and killed so many millions of people. And so many people can see it now because it's all revealed in these emails of how the world is really run and what is really going on behind the scenes. It's a huge opportunity for us, folks. So even though a lot of people out there think it's getting dark and things are all falling apart and it's going to get really bad, well, yeah, maybe it will, but it's always darkest before the dawn, and there's been so much revealed with this information. It has provided the stuff that we've needed to be able to reach the sleeping masses in a language they can understand. You know, this is not conspiracy theory, folks. This isn't some concept that there's some shadowy hand there, the Illuminati, doing all these nefarious deals in Bohemian Grove. This is the revelation of tight connections made between political and military people on a global scale, and they are using these connections to manufacture and profit from war and from the suffering of others. They have overturned nation after nation already, and they are working to overturn a whole bunch more. And in the process, they are also locking our countries down into a police state of their own design under the pretext of keeping us safe from terrorism. The terrorism that they have created themselves, and the terrorist forces that they are even financing and funding and arming themselves. The revelation of all of the NATO and US weaponry that's been used by our Nusra Front in Aleppo recently is very telling, and this is something that we've been telling people for months upon months, but something that has now been revealed because the weapons themselves have now been discovered. And yes, folks, all of these weapons come from the West, and if you look at the paper trail, you can see they're all funneled in there via the Clinton Foundation and organizations such as NATO and the White Helmets. It's all been one big scam, folks. You know, the destruction of Libya, the destruction of Syria, and really when you look at what they did to Libya, you know, the amount of progress that Gaddafi had made in that country and what they did to that country, it is absolutely disgusting. Hillary Clinton needs to be arrested. She needs to be taken to The Hague, and she needs to be hung. It's as simple as that. This whole thing needs to be blown apart and exposed, folks. So get into it. Get the information out to people. And again, I highly recommend people go and look at the YouTube channel of George Webb, or go to my website, thecrowhouse.com, and click on the link that says, "Where is Eric Braverman?" and have a look at this investigation into the Clinton emails. It's really quite revealing. But that is it for me, folks. We've completely run out of time today. It's been a pleasure to come and talk to you today. It's always a pleasure to come and have these discussions with you. Thank you to anybody who has ever supported my website, thecrowhouse.com. Thank you to all of the supporters of the Patreon account. It really is the only thing that's giving me any income at the moment, folks. So it's the only thing that's keeping me going, the only thing that's keeping the show on the air. And do have a happy new year, folks. It is New Year's Eve tomorrow. Well, it is New Year's Eve tonight for me, but tomorrow for those in the United States. And let's hope that 2017 is a little bit more positive than what we've seen go past in the last 12 months. Hopefully it will be, and I think that we are in for a bright future if we simply apply ourselves. But it's been a pleasure to have your company today, and I will look forward to speaking to you again next week, folks. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.